BBC WM. Now, what's happening with Birmingham International Holdings? The football club, Birmingham City Football Club, reassuring fans that they are not going into liquidation. But it's been confirmed that the parent company has gone into voluntary receivership in Hong Kong. Ernst & Young are going to handle the day-to-day running of Birmingham International Holdings in Hong Kong because of in-house wranglings within the boardroom. But it won't affect the club's standing in the Football League. We don't believe. It'll continue to trade as normal. Daniel Ivory with me in the studio. He runs a website called Often Partisan. Daniel's spent a fair bit of time in Hong Kong. He's written a book following the life of Carson Young, particularly as owner of Birmingham City. Daniel, how are you?
Hi, Francie, not bad.
Are you comfortable? Are you worried? How do you feel?
I think this is amazing news. I really, really think this is the best news we've had in a long time. It takes away a sense of the uncertainty that surrounds the holding company. It puts it into the hands of capable accountants who are going to run it for the benefit of the shareholders, not for the benefit of a shareholder in particular. Yeah, this is really good news, and I think it will propel the sale of the club.
Ernst & Young have issued statements, as have the football club. Ernst & Young are saying the receivers are keen to stress their appointment doesn't extend to Birmingham City Football Club, which continues to trade as normal and outside any insolvency process. The appointment allows the receivers to be able to manage the day-to-day activities of BIHL from Hong Kong, take control of finances, carry on the business of the company, and take whatever steps as may be necessary for the purpose of preserving the future of its subsidiary Birmingham City Football Club. Blues statement, also acknowledging, obviously, that the Hong Kong Stock Exchange announcement made today by its parent company. Blues fans will think, oh, hang on a minute, administration, voluntary or otherwise, does it mean we're going to be docked points? That's not going to happen at the moment, we don't think.
I don't think so. The Football League have issued a statement to say that they're seeking a meeting with the football club and the receivers as soon as possible, but they're not commenting any further than that. There is precedent in the past. Southampton's parent company went into administration and they got docked 10 points. But that was a bit of a different scenario in that Southampton owed a lot of people money. Birmingham City are servicing their debts. They're paying their debts. There's no issues there. The Football League have been in dialogue with the football club for a long time. They know a lot about the finances and what's going on. So I think they'll be sympathetic about this and say, well, as long as you continue to pay your debts and continue to run as a proper football club, you keep your points intact.
You've been in Hong Kong. You've spent time there. So what's the problem over there? What's going on over there that means Ernst & Young have got to dive in and sort it out?
Effectively, you've got a civil war in the boardroom. You've got on one side Panos Pavlakis and three other directors. On the other side, you've got Panu and his little cabal. Day to day, you can't run a company where two halves are at such loggerheads, especially when you've got a major shareholder or two major shareholders as it is now, interfering. And then when you take into account one of those is in prison for money laundering, it just takes it to a whole new level. You cannot run a company like this. And it is a slightly balmy but really bold move by the directors to say, you know what, we can't do this. We need to bring in outside help.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because the statement says, with no apparent resolution to the fractious and inharmonious relations within the management, the majority on the International Holdings board have decided that they've got no other option but to openly and voluntarily request reputable receivers to take over the management of BIHL.
Yeah. From what I hear in Hong Kong, Peter Pan and Carson Young fought this all the way. It's interesting to note that BIHL are using different lawyers now. In the statements, they refer to using Angela Ho and Associates. Previously, they were using one of Carson's buddies, a company called Robertson's. And that in itself says to me that there have been changes. They'll have had to have gone to court to get to apply for an order for receivers to be put in place. The receivers will have been given a court order mandating what their authority is. What I'm interested to know is what is in that court order. Now, it probably won't come into the public domain, but is this a case of the receivers going to say to Panu, look, you know, stop interfering, to tell Carson, look, you know, you can't have control. You've got to back off now because you're in prison. Or are they going to have a remit where they can investigate what's gone on, particularly with the misappropriation of funds that happened recently, 3.1 million going missing? It is entirely possible that they have been brought in so that they can force documentation that might have been withheld to be handed over. The game's changed now. Rather than having to deal with Panos Pavlakis or Peter Pan, you're dealing with a reputable worldwide company in Ernst & Young.
And in your view, if Blues fans listening tonight should be encouraged, because you mentioned earlier on, closer to maybe getting a sale.
Absolutely. This afternoon, I've already had a call from someone who was interested back in May, asking me, do you think the club's going to be back up for sale? Do you think I should get back in contact? So clearly people out there are excited by this. You've got to ask yourself, who would you rather negotiate with? Peter Panu, who, according to the Daily Mail, wants the $2 million cut when Paladini was going to buy the club, or Ernst & Young, a reputable firm of accountants? And you've also got to ask yourself, are Ernst & Young going to go for what the best deal is for them, or are they going to have an auction and find the best deal for shareholders, which means the company that's going to bring in the most money? To me, that says it might not be someone local, but it'd be someone who can afford to run the club. And that's got to be good. That's got to be good for investment. It's got to be good for Gary Rowett. It's got to be good for the fans.
And in the meantime, on the field, business as normal.
Has to be. Business as normal. Middlesbrough tomorrow night. 3 points needed. All I can stress is that as fans, we need to get behind the lads. They need us as much as they've ever done. I'd say Panos Pavlakis has played a blinder. He's done everything that we could hope for in Hong Kong. Let's get behind the team and let's get this side sorted now.
Daniel Ivory with us, who's spent a lot of time in Hong Kong, runs the Often Partisan website. Daniel, great to see you.
Thank you.